This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, February 17th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it kind of feels like the day after. It feels as if, you know, the parade's over, the game's over. I feel like everybody got a chance to take a bit of a deep breath this weekend and, you know, just relish in everything that had happened. Go Birds, obviously, radio was an awesome time. Really enjoyed talking to all you guys. That's in the feed. If you haven't had a chance to listen yet, it truly was a celebration of the Eagles season, a celebration of the parade. And, you know, as I sat down to do this daily pod, or I should say, as I thought about it throughout the day, I was thinking, like, man, like, what am I going to talk about? Like, the season's over, the parade's over, the excitement will never end. But I feel like everyone finally took a deep breath. But in the most Eagles thing possible, I had so many things written down that happened that I wanted to talk about. I don't even know if I'll get to all of them. So it's a good lesson as, you know, the week after begins for this team, which is there is always something when it comes to the Eagles. There is just literally always something. But what is not something is anything on the schedule today. Everyone's off today. The Eagles have probably all gone their separate ways at this point, so there will be no media or anything like that. So nothing to keep an eye out for today. And the injury report, also nothing there. I'm sure players will soon be getting their offseason surgeries. So nothing really happening from an injury perspective. So let's get into some of the news and notes from the day that you might have missed, whether you were recovering from the parade on Saturday, relaxing from the parade on Sunday, or just watching Super Bowl 59 again and again and again. There have been some things happening with this team. So first, a pair of Eagles were fined because of things they did in the Super Bowl. First, rookie defensive end Jalix Hunt was fined $5,690 for a bow and arrow celebration after a sack of Patrick Mahomes. There was no flag thrown on the play. I'm sure you all remember the sack because it was an awesome play by Jalix Hunt. And if you watch, he gets up, he does his bow and arrow celebration, and he was fined for it. I guess it was considered a violent gesture. Seems a bit extreme to me. I feel like a bow and arrow, not really a violent gesture, but maybe that's because when I was in Ireland a few years ago, when I tried to fire a bow and arrow, it was like the least intimidating thing I think anyone's ever seen. So maybe that's why, I don't know. But yeah, a pretty ridiculous fine. Rob McElhenney from Always Sunny and Welcome to Wrexham offered online to pay Jalix Hunt's fine, but Jalix Hunt said no, he will pay it, and he hopes it goes to a good charity, and he mentioned a charity that he learned about in Philly. So if you want to learn more about that charity, go to his Twitter account, but a cool thing of Jalix to do in a pretty ridiculous situation. And then Milton Williams was fined $14,069. You have to wonder where that $69 $5 comes from. Not nice. For unsportsmanlike conduct, dunking on the goalpost after, I believe it was after the strip sack where he recovered the ball. You know, on one hand, you go, hey, that's worth it. You got to celebrate in the Super Bowl. The emotion was probably great. $14,000 is still $14,000. I don't care if you're a multimillionaire or what. Like, that's not a nice chunk of change to have taken out of your pocket. So almost $20,000 in fines levied out to Jalix Hunt and Milton Williams for celebrating. Pretty crazy. I know the NFL wants to, you know, I guess they want to make sure people aren't doing obscene things or whatever, but this feels like a step in the wrong direction of where this, where like the heart of this should go. Like, dunking over the goalpost, I guess you could hurt the goalpost, fine, I get it, but $14,000 is absurd. And then Jalix Hunt, almost $6,000 for a pretty harmless celebration. Yeah, so don't agree with either of those fines. Unfortunately, they will have to pay him, but the good news is, and we'll talk about it later in the week, I was doing some research on the Milton Williams contract and what I think it could cost. I think he'll be able to afford quite a few of those $14,000 fines. He's going to get paid this offseason. That was very clear watching him play this season, and it's very clear when you look at the contracts comparable to what he might make. So, in other Eagles news, they did sign 13 players to future contracts, and normally this is kind of like a who cares piece of news, but you saw so many players this year like contribute, so many players on the team talked about how important the practice squad was. So I'm going to go ahead and read through the 13 guys, because these are guys we're going to hear about in the offseason, guys we're going to hear about at training camp, and guys we're going to hear about maybe next season as they try to defend their Super Bowl title. So they signed cornerback Tariq Castro Fields. He was a sixth-round pick in 2022. He's appeared in 12 games. You know, another 49er coming to the Eagles. Wide receiver Elijah Cook, 6'4", 215 pounds. Always love a good tall receiver to track in training camp. Running back Tyrion Davis Price, who was here this year, had a really good training camp, I thought. You know, with Kenny Gainwell, a free agent, you never know. Maybe he could end up being the third running back. I think Will Shipley is pretty much definitely going to be the backup next year. Linebacker Dallas Gant, he actually appeared in two games this year for the Eagles. He had two tackles. Wide receiver Danny Gray, also another former 49er. Defensive tackle Gabe Hall. Undrafted in the 2024 draft. He was an undrafted rookie the Eagles signed, been on the practice squad all year, so he remains with the team. Defensive end KJ Henry, a fifth round pick in 2023. Eagles could always use good defensive end prospects. Edge Ochene Mathis. I definitely mispronounced that. Let the offseason of mispronouncing names begin, but I'm going to try to work on it. I really am. He was a Rams sixth round pick in 2023. And then tight end Nick Muse. He was a 2022 seventh round pick. Defensive back Perry Nickerson was with the team this year. Safety Andre Sam also with the team this year. I think he's someone that could potentially fight for a roster spot next year. Definitely someone to keep an eye on. Defensive back AJ Woods, only 5'9", maybe a potential nickel for them. And offensive tackle Lakin Vakalehi, he is the former Australian rugby player that was with the team all year that they're developing. So who knows? Maybe the next Jordan Mailata. Notable guys that they did not give a deal to: Ian Book, Charles Harris, the fullback Kyrie Blassingame. Kind of interesting they didn't give him a future deals. Nicholas Moreau, not surprising, and wide receiver Kyle Phillips. So, hey, the Super Bowl's over. The season's over. Time to start learning about that 90-man roster. Those are going to be some players on the 90-man roster as the offseason begins. In other Eagles news, Kellen Moore, building his staff in New Orleans, is going to interview two members of the Eagles coaching staff. One, don't think it's a huge deal if he goes, but the other, boy, oh boy, you have to hope the Eagles don't lose him. So the important one, I think, here is Christian Parker. And the good news is, I don't think that they will hire him. When Kellen Moore was hired, it came out almost immediately that the defensive coordinator he was most looking to hire was Brandon Staley, the former, I believe, 49ers defensive coordinator, but definitely the former Chargers head coach that was really kind of a disaster with the Chargers. But normally when you hear names come out right away when a head coach is hired, it's because Kellen was probably saying to the Saints, this is the guy I can get and I can bring with me. And that makes it a more attractive hire for the Saints because they have an idea of what the coaching staff will look like. So I don't think Christian Parker will get the job, but Christian Parker, super impressive young guy, did an unbelievable job this year. I think would be a smart hire for the Saints. Brandon Staley, like, you're not winning anything next year. Go out and get a great young defensive coach. Let him grow on the job. I don't know if Christian Parker's ready to be a defensive coordinator this year, but he will be very, very soon. And the Saints' ability to hire him, if they could do it, would be absolutely a huge blow to the Eagles and a really big get for them. So I don't think they'll hire him, but man, it would really suck if you're the Eagles to lose Christian Parker. Just, I think, has such a bright future. I think could be the next coordinator after Vic Fangio. But if Vic's coming back for a year, like, Christian Parker won't sit around much longer. Like, he's going to get interviews. He is viewed very highly around the league. So it would be a big loss for the Eagles. You have to hope he doesn't get hired away. And then quarterback coach Doug Nussmeier interviewed for the Saints offensive coordinator job. He's worked with Kellen Moore throughout Kellen's career, really. Like, they've been together, I think, almost every year. Kellen's been a coach. Did a good job this year, for sure. But I think it'd be fine to lose him. If you're going to have a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback coach isn't great. Like, it is two guys that will be new around Jalen, unless you promote Kevin Petullo, which we'll certainly talk about at length on this pod over the next week. But I don't think losing Doug Nussmeier would be a huge deal. Good coach, good guy, did a good job. I think you can find another Doug Nussmeier. So hopefully it's Christian Parker that doesn't leave. You have to hope that that's going to be Brandon Staley. And then we'll see what happens with Doug Nussmeier in the future. So the big news, I would say, though, from Sunday, the thing you all want to hear, the thing we've been waiting to hear, I know I've been waiting to hear it. It's like one of my favorite behind the scenes things we get all year. And we get it frequently now. The speeches from the players to their The speeches from the Eagles players the night before the Super Bowl. We all remember 2022 what they were like. Now we got the 2024 ones, and they did not disappoint in my mind. So on the other side, we're going to play a bunch of those speeches. I'll give you my thoughts on them. But first, a word from our sponsor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Sponsors. So if you remember in 2022, the Eagles obviously lost that game, but they still released the footage of the speeches of the night before. And man, they were emotional. Jason Kelce cried. Like, it was just a really good collection of speeches. And you watch that and you thought, Man, really sucks for that group of guys that they didn't win the Super Bowl that year. We're going to play a bunch of speeches from this most recent one. And as you all know and have been relishing it for a week, the Eagles, of course, won this time. But I think the thing that really sticks out listening to these speeches, and I'll be curious to see what you think of them. Hopefully, we can talk on Go Birds Radio about it. But I think what really sticks out is this team was so singularly focused on winning the Super Bowl. And that sounds like a crazy thing, but honestly, my biggest takeaway from watching the speeches was, all year, I said to you guys, they are singularly focused. They're driven by this. I've never been around a team more focused on winning the Super Bowl. They're angry. They want revenge. I'm so disappointed in myself. I didn't pick them to blow the Chiefs out. And obviously, I would have never picked 40-6. And I do think the Chiefs deserve respect coming into the game. But when you listen to these speeches and you just see the look on them, and I suggest you go back and watch them. These are all from the Eagles online video they posted. They do an unbelievable job with this. Eagles fans are so lucky that they get this. But when you watch these and you listen to them, you can just hear the blowout was coming. So let's start with Lane Johnson. Here's Lane Johnson talking to, and again, this is all the captains are lined up in a row. They're in like a big meeting hall in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. And this was the moment where Nick said, I'm going to let the players speak. So here's what Lane Johnson had to say.
Offensively, is they're a finesse team. They're going to try to junk up and cover our points because man for man, they're not going to let us just tee off on them because they will get f***ed up. And they're going to get f***ed up tomorrow. So just remember them f***ing shirts they had on their parade a few years ago. Keep that in mind as y'all keep f***ing annihilating his ass tomorrow. So offensively is...
Yeah, I mean, he calls them a finesse team. He says we're going to smoke them. He says don't forget about the shirts. Like, they could say all they want publicly about moving on from 2022. They clearly never did. And that's fine. Like, you needed something to motivate this team. And it's clear that loss in 2022 was on those players' minds. Every single day they were in the NovaCare since that game. It was after the offseason after. It was in 2023. It was during the collapse. It was after the collapse. It was in training camp in 2024. It was when they were really good this year. It was prior to the Super Bowl. They wanted this game. They wanted this team. And you can hear in Lane's voice, they knew what they were going to do. But even more so, Saquon Barkley talks to the team. And he says, thank you for welcoming to me. And he loved being here. But listen to what he says here to the group of players the night before the Super Bowl.
And as I watch film throughout the whole week, my confidence is even grow even more, and I hope you guys are feeling the same thing. These guys can't f*** with us. They really can't. I don't care how many times they've been here. I don't care how many times they won it. They haven't seen a team like us.
Yeah, that blowout was always coming. It was always coming, and I'm so disappointed in myself that I didn't predict it. I would have loved to tweet out that 40-6 graphic and everyone be like, oh, you're crazy. Instead, I was the person telling people they were crazy for picking a blowout. But in retrospect, that blowout was always coming. It was always coming. This team was going to smoke them. And it's exciting to watch those speeches and realize what the Chiefs had coming to them. So the other one, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, spoke to the team, and a few players did. I'm not going to play every single one, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson spoke to the team, and here's what Chauncey had to say, speaking to his teammates.
It's emotional for me to be here. Talking about this shit. I don't want to win. They legacy, bro. Simple. About y'all been through a lot of shit, bro. A lot of shit. We ain't gotta say shit and win it. Cause our story gonna tell itself, bro. I get emotional because I know we all winners, bro. Why not have a chance to express that on the biggest stage of them all?
I probably should have said like earmuffs prior to this, because there are curses in these speeches. But I think there's a real argument that the best leaders on the team on both sides of the ball were both free agents, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Saquon Barkley. And when me and James were driving to do Go Birds a few days ago to Parks Casino in Bensalem, go check it out, big screens, comfy chairs. But when we were driving there, I was thinking, like, what the Eagles accomplished in signing Saquon was giving an overhaul to an extent to the face of the team in the locker room without changing a quarterback and head coach. And that's so hard to do. Like, the nucleus of the team, the heartbeat of the team is almost always the head coach and the quarterback. But I think because of Jalen's slightly like laid back personality, they were able to kind of replace Jalen as a leader with Saquon. And I don't completely mean that as a shot at Jalen at all, because Jalen, I do think, is a good leader in his own way. But the Eagles, after 2023, we all saw that team and thought they needed change. Now, some people thought it would be, or thought it should be in the way of firing Nick. Some people thought Jalen wasn't the, like, whatever you thought the way they were going to get change was, I think when they signed Saquon, we all underestimated what a big change that was to the locker room. And I think the same exact thing happened with Chauncey. When they signed Chauncey, I didn't think he would come in and make the big change he did. I thought it had to be from the quarterback and the head coach. And they were both leaders and they deserve credit. But I think there's a real argument. The best leaders on both sides of the ball were Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Saquon Barkley. It comes across in the Mic'd Up, which you have, if you haven't watched yet, what are you doing? You're crazy. And it comes across in these speeches. Like Saquon and Chauncey are both up there talking. And I think that really speaks to like the leadership, the leaders that they became so quickly in that building. So next up, I want to play AJ Brown for you, because I think it's a very AJ Brown speech. And I look, these guys knew that this was going to come out. It's not like a secret, but I think this is also a real shot of like what AJ is like behind the scenes. And so here's AJ talking. Here's AJ talking to the team.
I feel like everybody's said a whole bunch up here, and I'm not not in that moment yet to kind of like speak about the game or to like get ready for the game, because we got a lot of time. But I want to give good flowers to my guys. Appreciate you. For one, the team has voted me as captain. You know, for my guys, you know, watching my guys fill in, Han, Paris, Johnny, Kyle, Anais, Covey, you know, Smitty, you know. Y'all just as important, but y'all don't get the praise. And I wanted to give y'all guys flowers, because these guys be, you know, doing what they're supposed to do in practice. I go out there and do the same move and I get the credit for it, you know. And I want to, you know, shed light on them guys, because them guys mean a lot to me. But I appreciate all y'all. I appreciate this team for me as a captain, as a leader. So let's go out and have fun tomorrow.
I'm telling you, and I've said it. Look, maybe Saquon replaces AJ in this now. I don't know. Like, they're probably tied, in my opinion. But when it comes to a combination of talent and leadership, I think there's no better Eagle than AJ Brown. Now, Saquon Barkley, I think, is certainly up there. He's a phenomenal player and a phenomenal leader. But I've said since AJ got here, and especially over this last year, I think he is one of the best leaders on the team, and you can hear that in his speech there. AJ, I think because he's a wide receiver and a great one, he's viewed as a diva. As he said in his Super Bowl speech, he's viewed as a diva. He's viewed as wanting targets. That's just never the guy I've been around. He's this weird combination of like extremely confident and extremely quiet. And also, like, you know, he has the I'm open sign above his locker. He wears the $100 bills in his thing, he wants to get over 100 yards. He, like, always open is his thing. But, like, I never got the sense the passing thing early in this year was about him. I think it was truly about the passing game wanting to work better. And he is, like, also this quiet guy that's very, like, very kind. I think AJ has a very kind heart from my time being around him. And you can hear that in talking about his teammates. You know, he brings up Anaya Smith. He brings up Britton Covey. He talks about how he gets the credit when they should get it. Like, AJ is this weird, weird combination of like always being in the spotlight, deserving to be in the spotlight, handling the spotlight well, but also kind of hating the spotlight. And I think you can, like, he's kind of a quiet talker at times. And if you watch that speech, I think that comes across. But really cool to see the unselfishness from AJ there talking about his teammates. Really, really cool. So finally, Jalen Hurts. So Jalen Hurts talks to the team, and here's what Jalen Hurts had to say.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life, and it changed my mentality, and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watching. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show, and I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that motherfucker so empty. Don't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been a mission this whole motherfucking time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time. Let it come to you. And ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
If there is one thing I've learned about Jalen and about this team over the past week since they won the Super Bowl, it is how much that 2022 game changed Jalen. People said it was the contract. People said it was the collapse. It was, you know, the pressure. It was blah, this, that, whatever. And I don't think there's ever singularly one answer for something. And I don't think when a team wins their Super Bowl, like, we're seeing the best version of all these guys. And I think that over the past years, all these guys we talk about have had moments where criticisms about them were true. And we have had moments where criticism about them were not true. But I think what I've learned about Jalen, for all the things you hear about, like, you know, the differences since the Super Bowl and the stuff with his teammates and AJ and all that, I've always thought, why? Like, what is it? Because I feel confident saying Jalen has a good moral compass, like the stuff he does for the city, the way he carries himself. Like, I think Jalen is a good guy. So it never made sense to me why you would hear things like about, like, you know, leadership and needs to be with his teammates more. And and I think it was the Super Bowl loss. And in there, he brings it up. He says, the last time I was on a stage this big, I got benched. The next time I played well, but we didn't win. And it changed him and it hurt him. And I think he, to a certain degree, he did handle it well, obviously. He won the Super Bowl. He won Super Bowl MVP. And I think the stock is about to fly on Jalen. Like, I think his rocket is really about to take off and soar. But I also think that the Super Bowl loss probably changed him in a way that, you know, you hear the things about not reaching out to his teammates, not being super vocal as a leader. Like, and I think that now that he has that off his back, I do think he'll remain very Michael Jordan like in his focus on winning again. But I'm so happy for Jalen that he got what he was seeking. And I know he'll want another one and it's about the next ring. But you hear the way he talks about how 2022 hurt him, and you hear him on the sidelines saying how it changed his soul. I'm happy for Jalen, like the man, that he got that ring and that he got to move on from it, because it's clear it was weighing on him and it was impacting how he was acting. And so next year, we'll see what type of Jalen we get. Like I said, I think this was the thing that truly sets Jalen off on being like an all-time great. But hearing those speeches is always really, really cool. So, like I said, there's always things happening with the Eagles. Every day we're going to keep having pods. We got like draft stuff, free agency stuff. I tweeted this morning, I miss training camp. I'm ready for it. But we got a few months till then and a lot of daily pods to go. So thank you so much for listening. We are entering like real one territory. It's easy to listen to the pod during the Super Bowl run. Are you listening on a Monday where you have off work? Are you listening on a Thursday where nothing's happening? Let's all attack this offseason together. So I love you guys. I will talk to you soon. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.